This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better, because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
The following program has been pre-recorded.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Community Matters here on 103.7 WEEI. I'm your host, Scott Cordigi. Glad you could join us. Community Matters is the show that comes your way each and every Saturday morning and keeps you up to date and in touch with many of the great things happening in and around our communities here in the state of Rhode Island, also in eastern Connecticut and in southeastern Massachusetts. And this morning, it gives us great pleasure to welcome back to the program the Executive Director of Rhode Island Elder Info, Deb Burton, with us. Deb, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Thank you so much for having me on today. I really appreciate it.
Well, Deb, it's great to speak with you once again. First things first, we have changing audiences, so maybe the last time you were on, we'll get new people listening this morning. Why don't you explain to people exactly what Rhode Island Elder Info is and what you're all about?
Absolutely. So RA Elder Info is a 501c3 nonprofit that is committed to helping older adults, caregivers, and the professionals who serve them get connected to the resources that will empower them to remain independent as they age, or in the case of caregivers, support those individuals that they care for to remain independent as they go along. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel. We're trying to let folks know that there is a wheel out there that can help them. So we've been around since we got our nonprofit in 2019. I myself have a master's degree in gerontology and the management of aging services, which really translates in real life to I nerd out about all things aging. It lights up my brain just like sports for some folk. And it's one of those things that I enjoy sharing information and resources and getting folks connected.
Yeah, you know, and it's such an important service that you provide too, because, you know, look, none of us, I think, want to have to go to an assisted living facility if we don't have to, right? Everybody wants to stay in their home for as long as humanly possible. And we want that for our parents and our relatives and things of that nature. And that's kind of what you provide information on, right? How to do that, information for seniors. Can you give us some examples of how it is an available resource for seniors, for caregivers, for professionals?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we hold information in relation to health services and supports. You know, a lot of folks find out in crisis that Medicare does not cover long-term care. And so folks are scrambling saying, oh my gosh, you know, what do I need? What do my parents need? How do we pay for that? So we have that on our website, rielderinfo.com. Maybe people are trying to figure out, is it safe to continue driving? And if someone has to stop driving, what are the transportation options? And we have information for that too, having the conversation around driving, as well as if someone does have to give up the keys, what are those resources to be able to still get around to doctor's appointments, haircuts, real life things. We also look at housing. Many times folks have houses that maybe they're overhoused and they're trying to figure out how do we downsize? What are my options? How do I get in touch with the local older adult housing? Or is assisted living appropriate? We have all of those information on our site, as well as the things to think about from a legal and financial perspective. You know, do you have someone named as your power of attorney for healthcare? Because everybody over the age of 18 should have a healthcare power of attorney, somebody who can make decisions for you if you can't make decisions for yourself, as well as a financial power of attorney. Now, one thing we can't do is we cannot provide medical, legal, financial, estate planning advice. That's not our role. But what we can do is direct you when those are the services that you need, and to really help you define the questions when you're in front of those professionals so that you can make the most of your time there. We also provide a lot of information regarding community-based organizations around the state that help support people. You know, it's one of the things that RI Elder Info really takes pride in, that we partner with multiple organizations to help amplify the message that there are programs available. You know, every Friday we have what's called Friday Friends, where we live stream on Fridays at 9 a.m. on Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, you know, all those social media cues, where I speak with other organizations that are doing really cool stuff that people need to know about. You know, so often we're not looking for information until we're in crisis or until need it. And so, you know, folks can go back through Friday Friends, been doing that for 6 years. We hold networking groups for professionals. We're out in the community. We'll give community-based presentations. So if you have a community group, a faith community, happy to come out and talk to folks, because we are all aging one moment at a time. We're all a little bit older than when this show started. And for many folks, we are caring for loved ones or looking after our neighbors. And it's work. And it's work that not everyone is familiar with. And so we try to stand in that gap to help people get connected to what already exists. And so part of that is, many years ago, 6 years ago, we had a lot of calls from caregivers who were looking for ways to help their mom in their 90s stay home as she aged. And what was really interesting is, by society, not trying to be gender biased, many women in their 90s were married to men who served in World War II. That was really kind of the societal norm. And I know that women or spouses of veterans who have served and have acquired a disability due to their service, those spouses may be eligible for benefits that can help them stay home. So I was getting these calls from caregivers saying, you know, like, how do I keep mom home? And I was talking to some friends who are veterans, and like, oh, Deb, there's lots of resources for veterans and their families and their spouses. And some things are related to service-connected disabilities. Some are just thank you for serving.
Yeah.
And so 6 years ago, we hosted our first Calling All Veterans Day event. Now, of course, 6 years ago was COVID. We did it virtual. But now here we are 6 years later, and we're holding our sixth annual Calling All Veterans Day event on Saturday, August 16th. Our opening ceremonies begin at 10 a.m. It's going to be over at the CB Museum Memorial Park. That's the 21 Iafrady Way in North Kingstown, Rhode Island directions, Dave's Kohl's Plaza. And we're looking to connect veterans of all eras to the benefits that they're entitled to through the VA. Of course, you can apply right on site, but also like the fun stuff. So maybe folks don't realize Narragansett Bow Hunters has a free program for veterans. There's deep sea fishing programs, and those things are not related to what era you served or anything at all like that. But you know, Scott, in the last year, since our last Calling All Veterans Day, I've received a lot of calls from veterans who are caring for family members. And like many other caregivers, they are struggling to figure out, you know, I don't know what to do when, you know, dad keeps falling from his Parkinson's, or mom is trying to, quote, go home with her dementia and she's in the house that she's lived in for the last 30 years. I don't understand. And so I feel like it's my responsibility to give back to those who have served everything I can, and helping those veterans who are caregivers get connected to the services and supports they need for their role as caregiver is one of our huge goals this year. Now, because that overlaps, that caregiving role overlaps veterans and civilians, this is an opportunity for many folks out there to come and get the information they need for their loved ones so that they can move forward in making plans that really empower remaining independent as we age. So I threw a whole lot out there for you.
I love it. So calling all Veterans Day, that's next Saturday, August 16th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in North Kingstown. And I would imagine you can't pull off an event like this without the help of many great sponsors. I mean, feel free to thank those sponsors here if you'd like.
Absolutely. It truly would not be possible without the support of our sponsors and our donors. So huge thank you to Atria Senior Living. They're our presenting sponsors. Brown University Health, the Office of the Rhode Island State Long-Term Care Ombudsman, Greenwich Farms at Warwick, as well as, let's see, the CB Museum are absolutely amazing resource to work with, and I'm really grateful for them. The Rhode Island VFW has helped us tremendously in getting the word out, as has the Office of Veterans Services, the Providence VA, Dave's Market, Cardi's Furniture, Cassie's Cans, Frank's Rentals. These folks are really what has enabled us to bring this resource fair to the community for free. We couldn't do it without them. And with so many things changing in policy and funding mechanisms, now it's more important than ever that folks get the information they need straight from the horse's mouth, if you want to call it that way.
Yep.
And our sponsors and our donors are what enables us to do this. Oh, and I know who I forgot, and I do apologize, Miss Janie Palin. She is a wonderful student at Moses Brown, and she is the winner of the class of 1948, and she is going to be our lunchtime supporter. She is a wonderful young woman with a heart for connecting our veterans with resources, and I'm super excited to get her connected out into the community. She's a wonderful young woman. And it warms my heart to see high school students excited about this kind of thing. Now, when I talk about open ceremonies, the opening ceremonies start at 10 o'clock. They will be live streamed on our social media platforms. And they're going to include our Washington delegation, who's been invited to participate. We are going to have the Coventry High School Navy JROTC provide the color guard. Our invocation is going to be by Chaplain Hardgrove. He is retired U.S. Army. Our national anthem is going to be provided by Tamara Martinez. She is with the U.S. Navy Band's Northeast. She is their solo vocalist. I'm super excited to say our Pledge of Allegiance is going to be led by 100-year-old World War II veteran, Mr. George Silva.
Wow.
Yes, I'm super excited. And I will share with your listeners, it's not officially posted on the website because it's going to be a secret. So I'm sure everybody can keep the secret. I'll also be presenting Mr. Silva with a birthday cake because his birthday just passed, hitting 100 years old. Super excited. We will have, of course, Atria, our presenting sponsor. Janie is going to be doing our lunch. And we're going to have almost 50 resource providers on site covering everything from veterans benefits, the VA Medical Center, the Women's Center at the VA Medical Center, the Long-Term Care Ombudsman's Office, the Alzheimer's Association, multiple access resources to look up whether or not you have unclaimed funds at the Treasury, or if you need home care, if you want to go fishing, things like that, all on site, speak face to face with folks. And, you know, Scott, we've had folks come in prior years that had been very resistant to reaching out for help. And when we talk about our sponsors and our donors and the value of coming and ROI and all of those very exciting and important metrics, I know for a fact that we have veterans who got connected to the resources they needed at our event that are literally alive today because of it.
Wow.
And so when you think about dollars, cents, and views and impressions, there's truly nothing more that matters to me that we were able to help folks who had been resistant to reaching out for services and getting help and had been contemplating taking their life, who are here today.
Wow.
And so when I say that this event is fun and important and a tremendous resource, it's not hyperbole. It's not the hype show. We are making concrete differences for individuals out there, because you never know what somebody might be going through.
Sure.
You might be that caregiver who's like, wow, I just can't do this anymore. Come. Maybe you're that individual who came back from serving overseas and you found that you don't have that same sense of camaraderie as you did when you deployed. And you're like, where are my friends? Where are the people who have my six? Come. Come.
Absolutely.
They're going to be there. We want folks to come.
It is Calling All Veterans Day, and that takes place next Saturday, August 16th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the beautiful CB Museum and Memorial Park, 21 Iafrady Way in North Kingstown. We're talking to Deb Burton, Executive Director of RI Elder Info, and you can get so much info on their website, rielderinfo.com. And I know you mentioned the podcast earlier, Friday Friends Podcast. You also have a weekly newsletter. I mean, how do people get that, for instance?
Yes, they can come right on our website and sign up for our weekly newsletter. I write it myself, so the spelling and punctuation errors are my own. We don't sell it. We don't spam people because that's yucky. And every week I talk about some topic that has come up that someone has said, I wonder about. That is what I address each week. So again, you can come right on our rielderinfo.com website and sign up for our newsletter. You can follow us on social media. We are always looking for individuals to volunteer for us. We are always happy to have donors. Of course, we are a 501c3, and partners in the community to help get people connected. You know, there's a lot of organizations that serve our veterans that are in desperate need of volunteers, whether it's driving them to the doctor or helping put in the window air conditioner. Like, we want to help you get connected. So if our volunteer work doesn't meet what you're looking for, we can probably connect you with somebody who can. And that's what RI Elder Info is all about. It's giving people the information they need to stay independent and to give back to their community by getting connected with the resources that already exist.
Yeah. And let me close with this, since you bring that up, and it's a great point. There are so many great and worthwhile causes. Your event is such a great one a week from today, next Saturday, August 16th. Well, today in South Kingstown, Woonsocket native who was wounded driving a boat full of soldiers onto Omaha Beach during D-Day is going to receive an award for self-sacrifice and public service from the Rhode Island-based World War II Foundation. Richard Fazio, also 100 years old, like the gentleman that will be at your event next week, one of the last living first wave veterans of D-Day, he will be receiving the Senator Bob Dole World War II Leadership Award today. United States Senator Jack Reed here in Rhode Island will present that award to him. So, like you said, a lot of great things to recognize the great veterans that have served this great country of ours.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That sounds like a wonderful event. The World War II history is amazing. Amazing. Yes.
Well, good luck next week with Calling All Veterans Day. And thank you so much, Deb, for joining us on the show once again.
Thank you so much for this opportunity, Scott. I hope everyone has a great day, and I'll see you on the 16th.
All right. Deb Burton, Executive Director of Rhode Island Elder Info, our guest here on Community Matters. My thanks to Deb for joining us this morning. Thanks to my producer, Laura Minicucci. Most of all, thanks to you for tuning in. My name is Scott Cordesci. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Be sure to join us again next week for another edition of Community Matters with your host, Scott Cordesci. If your group or organization would like to be part of the show, email us at communitymatters@weei.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.